My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. A set of telephone spammers get a comeuppance. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, leading with a not-so-wild guess. Ever get pestered by phone to buy an extended warranty for your car? Factory warranties running out, you're in financial peril, like that? Well, the Federal Communications Commission is proposing the biggest fine ever against a robocaller, and it involves some of these warranties, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
It works like this. You get a call from someone claiming your car's warranty is about to expire. The caller pressures you to talk to a warranty specialist to extend or reinstate it. But they're really trying to sell you a vehicle service contract. The FCC says the calls came from an international operation run by two California men, Roy Cox Jr. and Michael Aaron Jones, and they made more than 5 billion robocalls to more than 500 million phone numbers over just 3 months last year. The FCC says that broke laws prohibiting calls that defraud or trick consumers. It's proposing a record fine of almost $300 million. Cox, Jones, and others involved in their operation will be given a chance to respond. Ohio's attorney general has already sued Cox, Jones, and others for a, quote, unlawful and complex robocall scheme. Reuters reports that Cox denied those allegations. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And to be clear, some extended warranties do make sense, but experts say read the contracts line by line every page. Now to the economic equivalent of the Puritans who banned dancing, but now in the form of a central bank that is trying to quell too much merriment in the fight against inflation. There's news this morning that economic growth, as measured by gross domestic product, was revised higher. Time to say hello and Merry Christmas to Diane Swonk, chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
Good morning.
So economic growth, they revised it again for the summer into fall quarter, and there's some strength there in interesting places.
Yes, we got 3.3% gain and, 3.2%, 0.3% higher than it was the last time they revised it up. And a lot of it came in consumer spending, mostly services, although it was in medical. I'm not sure we want all of our service spending in medical, given how many hospitalizations we're seeing going into the fall. And we'll get more data on that by the end of the week. We also saw the saving rate drawn down again, and it's already at record lows. So, we know much of that spending was supported by people draining their savings account. As we move into the end of the year, there is some good news and good cheer for consumers because prices at the pump have come down in December even further, and that won't be reflected in the data we see at the end of this week. And it could add to some gifts under the tree. What concerns the Fed, though, is if we spend those extra money that we get in not filling up our tanks on things like services, that's where they're worried about inflation being the stickiest. So we're at that difficult stage in the cycle where what could be a good end to the year could actually concern the Federal Reserve as we move into 2023.
You know, I've been resisting making comparisons between the Fed and the Grinch who stole Christmas, right? the central bank unhappy
steal, they
when
steal Christmas, but they could make it for a hard beginning of 2023.
I know, but right, think about their position, right? I know it's a tough position. They're trying to battle inflation, but the idea is when we get too comfortable, they get more worried. And that's
exactly
one of those ironies.
It is. And, you know, it's one of these things where the hotter the economy is, the better we all feel if it doesn't burn us with inflation. And they're trying to balance it so that it's just right. But Goldilocks is a really hard thing to achieve. It happens in fairy tales. It's harder to get it in reality.
Diane Swonk is the chief economist at KPMG. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Inflation is top of mind for a lot of households this holiday season, and that means inflation is an important but delicate subject for advertisers. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Advertising is about data, target markets and ad spend and performance, but it's also about feelings. Jeremy Goldman is a marketing and retail analyst at Insider Intelligence.
Part of the key thing is for a retailer to show that they understand where a consumer is coming from and how they're feeling at this particular point.
And right now, a lot of them are feeling the pain of inflation, which means brands need to take a sensitive approach. Caitlin Sikowski, a marketing analyst at Mintel, says advertisers are avoiding shots of presents spilling out from under the tree. Instead, they're focusing on family time at the dinner table or around the fireplace.
Those are things that we know consumers are still going to be doing, enjoying about the holiday season, but don't necessarily have any ties to prices.
Retailers are also featuring less expensive stocking stuffers, not just big-ticket items. That's hard to do with cars, jewelry, and electronics. Brands in those categories are focusing on
quality, longevity, durability.
Because these speak to value, too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And for our Econ Extra Credit series this month, we're rewatching a holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. And because we are who we are, we're focusing on the Building and Loan Association the Jimmy Stewart character runs. Now, these were big deals from the 1830s to the 1930s. Today, we're talking to the CEO of a modern community financial institution, one of the largest Black-owned banks in the country. It'll be in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss it on the air today. Also, sign up free for our Econ Extra Credit newsletter, marketplace.org/newsletters. We'll be back to learning from documentaries next month. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.